Let me go ahead and jump on in here with the Right Side Way monologue for the day. And I got to ask, have you ever spent some time in the woods, gotten to the point that you can like see the natural pathways? If you're paying attention, you might call them game trails. Like if you're on the hunt for water, you can watch and look and listen. And if you're keen enough, you can find out that there's slightly worn places or bent grass or even footprints that will lead you to water. Because even animals will seek out the path of least resistance to get where they need to go. I got a theory, too, on basic human behavior in that regard. Go with me here. I theorize that, generally speaking, people are lazy. I don't mean that like always in the sluggish couch potato way. Generally speaking, people choose the path of least resistance. Like, for instance, when I go to a fast food place where I serve my own drink from the fountain, I always go to the furthest drink dispenser. Because my theory is that most folks stop at the first one because it's closer and it's more likely to be the one that's out. Same with water fountains. I almost always use the shorter water fountain if there's a high and a low, because I know most folks won't bend down that far, so my theory is the shorter fountain is always cleaner. Could be wrong. And don't even get me started, by the way, about which urinal to use in the large public restrooms. Just saying. People are lazy. Now, hold that thought and I'll come back to it in a minute. On a related topic, and yes, it's related, but on a related topic, in case you had not noticed, the investment market was hit by a tsunami yesterday. A figurative tsunami, but a big deal all the same. Various market forces combined to create a day of instability, and not the least of which was the July jobs report. This is a big deal, y'all. Made all the bigger because we're in a campaign season where the Biden-Harris administration desperately wants you to believe that what you've been seeing and experiencing has not been real. Bidenomics works, they say. Bidenomics is making your life wonderful, they say. Meanwhile, I helped Charlene to carry in the groceries the other day, and $200 in basic essentials got carried in one trip. That should not be a thing. And we can't let them get away with this. But they're going to try. But in the end, numbers don't lie. 4 days ago, right as we hit the weekend, the July jobs report came out. The Bureau of Labor and Statistics looks around the nation on the first Friday of every month. They issue a comprehensive look at where the economy is in terms of hiring, wages, and unemployment. The monthly jobs report estimates that the U.S. unemployment rate, any changes to non-farming payrolls and all those because they're separate, it considers where we are as far as average earnings and hours worked, data on payroll, hours worked, earnings. The jobs report gives investors one of the most comprehensive views into the recent state of the U.S. economy. And this jobs report that came out this past Friday was sorry. Sorry. The clear indication is that Bidenomics is not working. The U.S. economy apparently suffered an unexpected setback in July as hiring just dropped off. The unemployment rate rose for the fourth straight month, with interest rates still remaining high and hurting businesses and households. Employers only added 114,000 jobs in July, which sounds great until you realize that's 35% less than what was expected. Unemployment jumped up to 4.3%. That's the highest point it's been in nearly 3 years. So we're going to talk about market forces in a minute. But I got to ask, first of all, could it be there's also a cultural problem? I mean, why aren't people going to work? What stops somebody, anybody, from finding employment right now? And maybe not their ideal job, but employment of some kind is out there if you want it. Maybe your college degree is not working out, but you can still dig ditches. Maybe your skills as a contractor are on ice with new housing being slow in your area, but you can still do something else if you want to. So what keeps folks from working? I saw some stats recently that are pretty sobering. Two-thirds, 66% of Americans who lost their full-time job during the pandemic say they're only somewhat active or not very active at all in searching for a new job. I mean, did they just quit working? About half, 49%, are not willing to take jobs that do not offer the opportunity for remote work. Okay, here's an idea. Put on some pants and go to the office. More than a quarter, 26%, say it will never again be essential for them to return to work. So, was there a life change? Early retirement? What happened? And then almost a quarter, 24%, say that government aid packages during the pandemic incentivized them to not even actively look for work. There's the real rub. I have to question whether or not our society stepped over the line from giving a hand up to merely a handout. I mean, have we made work less appealing because folks with little work ethic realize they can get by on some kind of a subsistence lifestyle? And by the way, I fully understand the idea of retirement. I look forward to it one day. I know for a fact that some people reach a peak in life where work is no longer an option due to disability or age or infirmity. But what I'm scrutinizing right now, though, is the apparent vast number of people out there who just simply choose to lay out. I recently did some legal work for a father and son-owned company. They moved dirt. That's it. They moved dirt. They started with one truck and an excavator. They now have employees and equipment yards, several commercial properties, and I help them with all their corporate documents and the realignment of their wealth, which is pretty significant. Just salt of the earth, good old boys who move dirt. They're dirt movers, and they're good at it. But more than that, they have a work ethic. They are willing to get their hands dirty and work long hours and build their corner of America because they get up in the morning, they suck down a cup of coffee, they put on their work boots, and they go move somebody's dirt. And we need more folks like them. A lot more. Here's another sobering statistic. I read the other day about the next generation of workforce participants, or maybe the lack thereof. It said for every 5 baby boomers who leave the workforce, 2 come in. That's a 5-to-2 ratio. It's even worse in the trades. So today, the average age of a skilled tradesperson in America is 55. Look, if you want a job as an electrician, a welder, a framer, you can get on the ground floor and you can keep moving if you want to. There's not a single construction company out there that's not desperate to hire some skilled workers or train those who are willing to learn. And the jobs are there. Some say over 8 million of them just waiting to be filled. But who's willing? How can we inspire the next generation to roll up their sleeves and learn a skill that's in demand? How can we make a more persuasive case for a career in the trades? I mean, we can talk about policies, interest rates, economic indicators all day long. We can read the Wall Street Journal, subscribe to various investing podcasts, watch the Dow and the NASDAQ like hawks. But if we don't have a culture that embraces hard work, we are lost. It is time to return to the era of hard work. Ronald Reagan once said, "My philosophy is that if we make up our mind that we are going to make of our lives what we are going to make of our lives, then we work hard toward that goal, we will never lose. Somehow we win out." I once had an older attorney tell me when I first began practicing law over 20 years ago that I didn't have to be the smartest lawyer in the courtroom. I didn't have to have the fanciest law school diploma or the amazing clerkship. The vast majority of lawyers, he said, are lazy. And if you'll outwork them, you'll win nearly all the time. And I have found that to be true. We as a nation have got to stop rewarding laziness, paying off student loans for no reason, paying people more to lay out of work than to be productive. Encouraging people to drop out of the workforce has become a cultural phenomenon, and it crushes our economy. Under the guise of helping people, the Biden-Harris administration has encouraged folks to discard their work ethic in favor of what? Merely existing? Look, work may not be easy, but work is good. There is much to be said about the satisfaction that comes from getting one's hands dirty and seeing the fruit of one's labor. A dynamic work ethic is what built this nation, and the absence of a work ethic is what can kill it. My encouragement is to get back in the game. Strap on the boots, put on actual pants, come to the office, get into the trade, stop working for the handout or waiting for the handout. America needs workers, and workers need America. Time to get back to work. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, the crazy thing is, Biden will sit around and just mumble about how he paid off student loans and gave people lots of entitlements and wonderful things that he gave them and gave them and gave them with your tax dollars. And then he wonders why they're not going back to work and the jobs report sucks. I got news. Work ethic means something. It just does. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.